You're listening to SBS News.
Just a day after South Africa farewelled a man long considered to be the nation's moral compass, a major fire has ripped through the heart of its democracy. Visiting the scene, President Cyril Ramaphosa shared his disappointment.
Yesterday was a day crowned with celebration, a day crowned with sending off our beloved Archbishop, and to wake up to the devastating news of the burning down of the National Assembly or Parliament is just really a terrible setback to what we were basking in yesterday. Arch would have been devastated as well, because this is a place that he not only supported, prayed for, and wanted to see as the repository of the democracy that he worked so hard for.
The fire started on the third floor of the historic old wing, before quickly spreading to the National Assembly Chamber, where the lower house of Parliament sits. The blaze was so intense that flames burst through the roof of the complex and smoke could be seen from kilometres away. There are no reports of injuries from the fire, but a member of Cape Town's Mayoral Committee for Safety and Security, Jean-Pierre Smith, says the roof above the old Assembly Hall has collapsed. He says there's also extensive smoke and water damage.
The firefighters report that they were on scene for some time before the fire detection system first triggered and then sounded the alert. So it does appear that that system was somewhat delayed.
Cyril Ramaphosa says a review of Parliament's fire safety systems will be conducted in the wake of the disaster. He's praising fire crews for reaching the scene so quickly.
Let's give them a round of applause. They have done a fantastic job. Had they not responded in the 6 minutes that they tell me they responded with, I think we would be talking about the National Assembly and the Council of House of Provinces being in ashes, complete ashes.
While the exact cause of the fire remains unclear, a suspect was arrested at the scene. A police spokesperson says the 49-year-old man is facing charges of arson, housebreaking and theft, and will appear in court on Tuesday. President Ramaphosa vows Parliament's work will continue, with his State of the Nation address expected to go ahead next month at an alternative venue. Amy Hall, SBS News.